Dream big and explore our world.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
A music and adventure world.
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. I love the fall season. The weather is getting just a little cooler, the leaves are starting to turn bright colors, and it's the perfect time to take a walk in the park and enjoy outdoor activities. My family and I like to build campfires in the early evening, roast marshmallows, and listen to the calming sounds of nature. It's really a great time of the year. In our first story, you will meet Teddy. Teddy and his parents plan a fun picnic at the park. Let's find out what happens when the bear's little red car hits a bump in the road and Teddy topples out and lands in a soft pile of leaves. Teddy's Day in the Forest. Teddy was wide awake even before the sun began to smile through the curtains. "We're going to Silver Lake for a picnic," he called to a speckled bird chirping outside his window. Then he ran downstairs for breakfast. Teddy's mother was wearing a flowered apron over her yellow picnic dress. As she put Teddy's favorite breakfast on the table, pancakes with butter and honey, Father said, "We must get ready quickly because it's a long way to Silver Lake." Mother packed the picnic basket and lemonade safely in the little red car, and soon they were driving toward the far-off hills. An old gray donkey looked at them over a gate, and Teddy waved his hand. "We're going for a picnic at Silver Lake," he called to the donkey. They drove until the hills began to look very near and the trees grew close together. Father turned onto a bumpy, narrow trail, and Teddy saw rabbits playing and heard the rat-a-tat-tat of a woodpecker. "This is the trail to Silver Lake," Father said. "We'll be there soon." Teddy was so excited that he stood up on the back seat to see all that he could. Suddenly, the car bounced over a big bump, and Teddy toppled out. He landed softly in a pile of leaves. When he picked himself up, the car was gone, and he was all alone. "Oh dear," he said, "how will I ever find Silver Lake?" As he sat wondering what to do, the rabbits he had seen from the car scampered by. "Maybe they can tell me the way to Silver Lake," Teddy said to himself. But when he asked them, they said, "We usually travel through our underground burrows, so we don't know the way on top of the ground." As the rabbits hopped away, Teddy heard the woodpecker pecking on the bark of a nearby tree. "Do you know the way to Silver Lake?" Teddy called to the woodpecker. "If you could fly, I'd take you there," the woodpecker replied. "But I don't know the way on the ground." And with that, he flew off, leaving Teddy alone. Teddy sat down on a log to think. He thought about all the tasty things his mother had packed in the picnic basket, and he began to worry that he might miss the picnic altogether. While he was thinking, he heard footsteps. He got up quickly to see who it was, and to his great surprise, saw a real bear coming through the trees. The real bear looked just as surprised to see Teddy. "What are you?" boomed the real bear at Teddy.
"I'm a bear," Teddy said nervously.
"We were on our way to a picnic, and I fell out of the car. I'm trying to find the way to Silver Lake." The big bear laughed. "If you were a bear, you would know the way to Silver Lake. We bears know every path there is."
"I'm a teddy bear. Teddy bears don't live in the forest," he said, and a tear trickled down his cheek.
The real bear carefully picked Teddy up and gently wiped away the tear.
"Don't worry, young fellow. I'll take care of you. You can call me Big Bear. All of my friends do. I'll take you to Silver Lake, and on the way, I'll teach you some of the things that every bear should know." Big Bear led the way through the forest.
"By the way," he asked as he helped Teddy over a fallen tree, "what is a picnic?"
"It's when you bring a basket of tasty food to eat outdoors."
"Why, there is already so much tasty food in the forest," Big Bear said. But when Teddy looked around, he didn't see any food anywhere.
Big Bear led Teddy to a sunny place where low bushes were growing.
"Blueberries," he said. "Try some."
Teddy ate some berries and found they were delicious.
"Would your mother like some for the picnic?" asked Big Bear.
"I know she would," said Teddy.
So they picked more blueberries and wrapped them in large leaves from a nearby bush.
Soon, they came to a stream.
"Watch me now," Big Bear said. "This is another thing bears do." He went back to the edge of the stream and peered into the water. Suddenly, he plunged his paw into the stream and pulled out a fish.
"For the picnic," Big Bear said, smiling.
As they walked on, Big Bear asked, "What do you like to eat most of all?"
"Oh, we all like honey better than anything," Teddy said.
At that, Big Bear laughed out loud. "Maybe you're more like a real bear than I thought you were."
Big Bear hurried along the forest path so fast that Teddy had to run to keep up.
Finally, they stopped at a grassy bank. Big Bear pointed up at the branches of a tree.
"Do you see it?" he asked.
Teddy could see nothing but leaves and twigs. Big Bear lifted Teddy in one big paw and set him down on his shoulder.
"Now, can you see it?"
There it was, a beehive tucked in the fork of two branches. Teddy knew that bees make honey, the favorite food of all bears.
"Gather some more leaves while I get the honey."
"Real bears aren't bothered by bees, but I'm not so sure about you teddy bears."
Teddy quickly picked three of the biggest leaves he could find. Then he watched as Big Bear reached up, put his long claws into the hive, and pulled out the most wonderful golden honey that Teddy had ever seen.
Teddy skipped excitedly alongside his friend as they made their way toward Silver Lake. Big Bear carried all of the delicious things they had collected in the forest.
"For your picnic," he said proudly.
Soon, Teddy glimpsed a patch of silver through the trees.
At last, Silver Lake!
There on the shore were mother and father talking to a forest ranger.
"He's much too small to be alone in the forest," said Mother, looking very worried. At that moment, Mother saw Teddy and Big Bear coming through the trees. She ran over to them and gave Teddy a hug and a kiss. "This is my friend Big Bear," Teddy told them. "He found me when I was lost and brought me here." "Oh, how can we ever repay you?" said Mother as she and Father gratefully shook Big Bear's paw. "We picked berries, and Big Bear caught a fish in his paw, and then he found honey in a beehive," Teddy said. Big Bear shyly held out the packages to Teddy's mother. "For your picnic," he said. "You must join us," said Father. "We have packed enough food for everyone." Big Bear sat down next to Teddy while Mother piled their plates high with all of the tasty things she had packed and all of the tasty things they had gathered in the forest. When he had cleaned his plate, Big Bear politely asked Mother for second helpings of everything, and so did Teddy. And the bears all agreed it was the finest picnic they had ever eaten.
Wow! Big Bear sure saved the day. What a great story. I'm so glad that Teddy was okay and that the bears had plenty of food for their picnic at Silver Lake Forest. And speaking of food, let's meet Zach, a little boy who doesn't think eating breakfast is really that important. Listen up. The boy who wouldn't eat breakfast. It was Saturday morning. The sun was shining, the birds were singing, and the sky was as blue as could be. Everyone on the farm was fast asleep, except for Robbie the rooster, who was sitting on the barn fence. "It's almost time," said Robbie as he looked at his alarm clock. Just then it started to ring. Bring, bring, and Robbie cleared his throat, took a deep breath, and called out in as loud a voice as he could. Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo, it's time to wake up, everyone. Cock-a-doodle-doo, cock-a-doodle-doo. When Zach heard Robbie's call, he opened his eyes, rolled out of bed, and quickly got dressed. "I can't wait to play with all of my friends," he smiled as he brushed his teeth, combed his hair, and raced downstairs. "Good morning, Zach," called Zach's mother from the kitchen. "Good morning, Mom," said Zach. "What would you like to eat for breakfast today?" asked Zach's mother. "Pancakes? Waffles? Eggs? Cereal? Toast? I can make anything that you want." "Have the pancakes," said Zach's sister Emma. "They taste so good, with sugar and maple syrup and strawberries too." "Try the cereal," said Zach's brother Jess. "It's so much fun when the apples and nuts crunch in your mouth." "Sorry, but I don't have time to eat breakfast this morning," said Zach. "But everyone has to eat breakfast," said Zach's mother. "It's the most important meal of the day." "Not for me," said Zach. "I have other things to do." Before Zach's mother could say another word, Zach ran outside and into the meadow. Horace the horse was standing under a tree eating some hay when Zach ran over to him. "Hi, Horace," said Zach. "Hi, Zach," neighed Horace. "Let's go for a ride in the hills," said Zach. "We can play cowboy." "I can't play with you right now," said Horace.
I have to eat my breakfast. If I don't eat breakfast, I won't be strong enough to carry you on my back. By the way, what did you have for breakfast this morning? I didn't eat breakfast, said Zach. You must be hungry, said Horace. Want some hay? No thanks, said Zach. Maybe we can play later. Then Zach headed off to the barn, looking for his friend, Clara the cow. Clara was standing in her stall, eating a bowl of grains and oats, when Zach opened the barn door. It's almost milking time, thought Zach. That should be fun. Are you ready, Clara? Asked Zach as he brought over a stool and bucket. Not yet, said Clara. I have to finish eating my breakfast. If I don't have something to eat, I won't be able to fill up that bucket with milk for you. Say, you're up early, Zach. What did you have for breakfast this morning? I didn't eat breakfast, said Zach. Why not? Asked Clara. I didn't have time, said Zach. Why, there's always time for breakfast, said Clara. Would you like some grains and oats? There's plenty left. No thanks, said Zach. I have to be going anyway. Zach ran over to the chicken coop to see his friend Corey the chicken. It was egg-laying time, and one of Zach's favorite things to do was to watch Corey lay her eggs. Good morning, Corey, said Zach as he made his way into the chicken coop. Good morning, Zach, smiled Corey as she crunched on a kernel of corn. Have you laid any eggs yet? Asked Zach. No, said Corey. I haven't eaten my breakfast. If I don't eat breakfast, I can't lay any eggs. Didn't you have breakfast this morning? No, said Zach. Why not? Asked Corey. I don't need to, said Zach. I'm not hungry. Zach went outside. There was no one to play with. All of his friends were busy eating breakfast. Suddenly, he heard a rumbling in his stomach. Then he heard a grumbling. Then he heard a rumbling and a grumbling. That could mean only one thing. Zach ran home as fast as he could. Is it too late to eat breakfast, Mom? Asked Zach. Not at all, smiled Zach's mother. What would you like? I'll have pancakes and waffles and eggs and cereal and toast. When Zach finished eating, the rumbling and grumbling in his stomach stopped. Horace and Clara and Corey were waiting for him outside. How was breakfast? They asked. It was delicious, said Zach. I can't wait for lunch. I think the next time Robbie Rooster wakes up the farm, Zach will be racing down the stairs to eat breakfast. So, just like the characters in our stories today, get outside. Take a hike with family and friends, build campfires together, go on a picnic, and just enjoy all the activities you can do during the autumn season. Because you know if you live in the state of Ohio, winter is just around the corner. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn.
Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.